With 1 year of secondary school under his belt, 50-year-old Francis Sao Toure is the sole teacher at the RC primary school in Kasokra, a small village in the Sula Mountains of central Sierra Leone. Almost 50 children, from toddlers to teenagers, squeeze onto wooden benches in a makeshift structure. Toure arranges them according to class and then teaches one class at a time, trying to keep the others quiet.
A difficult. Because when he gets 1 billion, that are the most difficult thing.
Toure says it's very difficult to teach in these conditions. When you only have one classroom, but you've got four different classes, you can only separate them by benches. So when you talk to class four, he says, then it's difficult to teach the little children in class one. Toure says he finds it especially hard because he teaches just from his own experience. The school, set up by Catholic missionaries, is registered with the government, but has no qualified teacher. Village leaders chose Toure to teach in an effort to keep their children in school. Sierra Leone's 2004 Education Act made primary education free in Sierra Leone. Since the Civil War, the government has increased primary school enrollment dramatically. The number of students doubled between 2000 and 2005, due in part to the introduction of free primary education. The government also subsidizes exam fees. But for community schools like the one at Kasokra, there is little government support. Parents here rely on peanuts and rice farming to survive. They have little cash to pay for the indirect costs of education, like school uniforms, transport, lunch money, tutoring fees and books. Toure teaches without a salary, accepting instead offers of rice and farm labor as payment. Horatio Nelson-Williams is coordinator of the Education for All program at Sierra Leone's Ministry of Education.
One of the major challenges is to get qualified teachers to teach in rural schools. You know, that is the major challenge, you know. And so recently, what we did last year, we organized a workshop on formulating a new remote area policy. In the past, the remote area policy was functioning very well, but with inflation and all the economic changes that have taken place in the world, the allowances that were given to teachers for working in remote areas have now become ridiculously low.
Nelson Williams says the government does not have the funds to support community schools or train community teachers. He says they do get support from NGOs and the United Nations. In 2009, Sierra Leone President Ernest Bai Koroma launched a review of the education system following abysmal exam results at both primary and secondary level. Education coordinator Majana Samba of the advocacy organization ActionAid International says the government must address the shortfall if they are to achieve real universal primary education.
We need to train those teachers out there that are really not trained, because if you are talking about our teaching force of over 35,000 and you're saying 40% of those ones are untrained and unqualified, then it's a big issue.
So when I say 4 times 8, this.
Toure would like to become a fully qualified teacher so he can provide a better education for the children in Kasokra and also make a decent wage. But he cannot afford to pay for the 3-year distance learning qualification program offered by the government. Less than half of Sierra Leone's population can read and write. But resources are limited in this post-conflict state, where the education sector says it needs almost $250 million to meet the goal of free basic education for all children. Fid Thompson for VOA News, Kasokra, Sierra Leone.